Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Apodaca. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Apodaca. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote scores. Staub moves to third. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub scores. Cranepool moves to third. Boswell moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lentz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Milner reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milner scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Apodaca covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca is 0 for 1 in the game. Apodaca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Martinez moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lentz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hahn takes first base on ball 4. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day pinch hits for Mike Torres. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentz hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Demola now pitching. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca is 0-for-2 in the game. Apodaca takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett bunts in front of the plate. Stinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Apodaca moves to second. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. Apodaca moves to third. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Dave Schneck pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Schneck moves to third. It's 6-1, Mets. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hahn takes first base on ball 4. John Montague now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Apodaca hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schneck tags and scores. Boswell tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-1. Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley juggles the ball. That's an error on Fairley. Boswell scores. Han moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Schneck now playing left field. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley is hit by the pitch. Stinson moves to second. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for John Montague. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Stinson moves to third. Foley moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stinson scores. Foley moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 8-2, Mets. Jack Aker now pitching. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 3 in the game. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Foley scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Hunt moves to second. It's 8-3, Mets. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jorgensen tags and scores. Hunt tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Mets. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Lintz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Mets. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Dale Murray now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Murray covering, for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Ted Martinez now playing second base. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.